Law number one, to be fruitful. And multiply. Genesis 1:28. Law number two, to circumcise, that's to, circumcise, the male offspring. Genesis 17:12. And Leviticus 12:3. Law number three, not to eat of the thigh vein, and it's thigh hyphen vein. Which shrank. Genesis 32:33. Law number four, that the new month shall be solemnly proclaimed as holy comma, and the month and years shall be calculated by the Supreme Court only, and Supreme Court is capitalized. Exodus 12:2. Law number five, to slay the Paschal Lamb, and Paschal is capital P-A-S-C-H-A-L. Exodus 12:6. Law number six, to eat the flesh of the Paschal sacrifice on the night of the 15th, and 15th is spelled out. Of Nisan, and Nisan is capital N-I-S-S-A-N. Exodus 12:8. Law number 7. Not to eat the flesh of the Paschal Lamb, raw or sodden. Exodus 12:9. Law number 8. Not to leave any portion of the flesh of the Paschal sacrifice until the morning unconsumed. Exodus 12:10. Nine. To remove leaven, and leaven is spelled L-E-A-V-E-N. On the eve, and eve is capitalized, of Passover, and Passover is capitalized. Exodus 12:15. Law number 10. To rest on the first day of Passover. Exodus 12:15. Law number 11. To rest on the seventh day of Passover. Exodus 12:16 and Leviticus 23:8. Law number 12. Not to do work on the first day of Passover. Exodus 12:16 and Leviticus 23:6-7. Law number 13. Not to do work on the seventh day of Passover. Exodus 12:16 and Leviticus 23:8. Law number 14. To eat matzah, and that's MATZAH. And then there's a bracket for unleavened bread. On the first night of Passover, Exodus 12:18. Law number 15. That no leaven be in the Israelites' possession, and Israelites is capitalized. During Passover. Exodus 12:19. Law number 16. Not to eat any food containing leaven on Passover. Exodus 12:20. Law number 17. Not to give the flesh of the Paschal Lamb to an Israelite, and Israelite is capitalized, who had become apostate. An apostate is APOSTATE. Exodus 12:43. Law number 18. This is a kind of long one, and it also breaks into a couple of parts. That an uncircumcised person shall not eat of the, and this is spelled with a little T, apostrophe, RUMAH. And in parentheses, it's a heave, and heave is spelled HEAVE. offering, in parentheses, comma. And the same applies to other holy things. There's a period after things. This rule is inferred from the law of the Paschal offering, comma, by similarity of phrase, and then it's a parentheses, Exodus 12:44-45. And Leviticus 20:10. And it's an end parentheses. But it is not explicitly, and that's EX. PLICITLY set forth in the Torah. And there is a period. Traditionally, comma, it has been learnt, L-E-A-R-N-T, that the rule that the uncircumcised must not eat holy things is an essential principle of the Torah, and not an enactment of the scribes, and scribes is capitalized. And that's the end of law number 18. There isn't any other particular reference. The comment of traditionally it has been learned that the rule that the uncircumcised must not eat holy things as an essential principle of the Torah and not an enactment of the scribes, that's an additional part at the end of the law that I had got it from to go ahead and read. So it is in the order of the 12:44-45 and Leviticus 22:10. Law number 19. Not to give. The flesh of the Paschal Lamb to a stranger who lives among you to eat. Exodus 12:45. Law number 20. Not to take any of the flesh of the Paschal Lamb from the company's place of assembly. Exodus 12:46. Law number 21. Not to break a bone of the Paschal Lamb. Exodus 12:46. Law number 22. That the uncircumcised shall not eat of the flesh of the Paschal Lamb. Exodus 12:48. Law number 23. To sanctify the firstling of clean cattle and offer it up. Exodus 13:2 and Deuteronomy 15:19. Law number 24. Not to eat leaven on Passover. Exodus 13:3. Law number 25. That leaven shall not be seen. In an Israelite's home, an Israelite is capitalized. During Passover. Exodus 13:7.